Caroline Hasty from the town of Fort Mill.
Yay! Thank you.
How about that?
Oh, my gosh. We've got so much excitement going on in Fort Mill. You're just going to have to hang on to your hat.
Oh, my goodness. Right. I believe it because I believe cannons are involved.
Yes. The tradition of the cannons makes Fort Mill so unique, right?
Mm-hmm.
You can Google towns all over, cannon firings all over, what everyone else is doing. There's not many. And so we're pretty unique. It's pretty special and an age-old tradition that I'm honored to be a part of. So, got lots going on, but, you know.
Well, tell us what's happening and all the good stuff.
As you know, we moved our cannon firing to July 3rd to coincide with a new event to embrace all of July 4th, what it has to offer. So on July 3rd, we're going to be the ones to kick off the York County celebrations, may we? And with an Independence Day celebration on July 3rd. That is tomorrow.
Okay.
So go ahead, get your red, white, and blue out tonight, because tomorrow, beginning at 6 o'clock, we will have a cookout on Main Street, and we will have all Americana food. Hamburgers, hot dogs, funnel cakes, okay?
Will this be like food trucks all set up on Main Street?
Some food trucks, a lot of tents as well. Tents don't take up as much space as a food truck is.
Americana food.
Americana food. So popcorn, barbecue. So think about when I designed this event, when I became the architect of this event and wanting to put these pieces together, I wanted to think about what would you have in your backyard? You know, you got to have your traditions, right?
Absolutely.
But also, what else can we add? But it's got to be Americana food, right?
Yeah.
So we don't have vendors selling anything. But we have, you know, arts and crafts business. But we will have our food. So we've got lots of food. Come with an appetite. At 8:15 will be our ceremony. Those folks that have been going to the town ceremony for generations and years, we're bringing that ceremony to July 3rd.
So you still have daylight.
Yes.
And it won't be as hot.
That's correct.
Great.
That is correct. And, you know, there's a funnel. When you go into a town, there's always wind blowing through there because of that funnel. So we're looking excited for that. So in the bandstand, meet me there at 8:15. And our town manager will be our MC and will be carrying on the program. And we'll have national anthem. We have some beautiful singing. Billy Fox is going to sing for us and get everybody together to sing your grand old flag.
Billy has a great voice. We love Billy.
Billy is just
he's
great.
He's awesome. Awesome.
You cannot not
He's
sing
part
with
of
Billy.
Tradition. I know. You got to sing along.
If he says, come on, Patty, let's sing.
Okay, Billy.
That's right. You're like, you really can do it.
You hit the note and I'll follow.
That's right. He's fabulous.
In
I
sign
feel like
language.
I'm in fifth grade all of a sudden. So then following that, we have our cannon firing. And this year we're honoring six of our oldest serving of our longest serving. I shouldn't say oldest, right? Our longest serving because one of them is the same age I am. So so our longest serving employees to the town, and they will be firing the cannons.
Cool.
So yeah, I'm honored to be you know, a colleague of theirs for them to be, you know, chosen. And then following the firing of the cannons, we will have about 9:15. We'll ask everybody to hang around, grab their spot, and enjoy our first fireworks on White Street right in front of the caboose.
I was about to say, okay, so that's where you're going to light them on fire.
That's right.
So I imagine everybody's going to have a great viewing spot.
Absolutely.
Because that's lower. You've got you've got Millstone Park. You've got Main Street.
Well, I do want to tell you that because of the fallout zone from fireworks, we're not able to use Millstone Park.
Oh, okay.
Our favorite places are the swings, right?
The swings. I know. That's our special place. Sure.
Yeah. We get rained on.
I mean, perfect. Yeah. What is that falling from the sky?
Dodge. We'll carry our metal umbrellas.
Yeah, exactly. We'll just be two southern ladies in a swing with our parasols.
That up on the hill.
And your antebellum dresses on.
I love it. See?
Is that we're dressing
up again.
Up there, Lucas will go. Yeah.
That's it.
Where's Rhett? Oh, there's Rhett. Not like coming now. It's Lucas.
Oh, that would be good. So, Caroline, if folks are going to come to this Independence Day celebration on Main Street in Fort Mill, let's talk a little bit about where to park, where they should park, and what they can and maybe cannot bring to this.
Absolutely. We are asking no one to bring their pets.
Yeah.
You know,
for so many reasons. It's just not a good idea.
I love my babies. And one year, I brought my collie to one of my events, and I thought, oh, she can handle this. We've been around fireworks. Didn't do well. Did not do well. I spent more time staying with her, you know, being upset. It just isn't worth
it's
it.
Not fun.
So leave them at home. We talked to Bowsy Wowsy up the street. They're already prepping to take care of the dogs in the kennel that evening. So we're happy. They're supporting what we're doing. That means a lot to me. So we do have some locations around the town. We have Veterans Park portion of it you still can use. Because of where the cannons are directed, we had to use part of Veterans Park to keep clear until after the cannon firing.
Well, that is kind of important.
There's a lot of safety.
You might not want to sit here. Please move. If it's, you know, roped off, there's a reason.
It's like the splash zone at SeaWorld for Shamu. You could be in the firing range for the cannon.
I got great seats.
Or the fireworks.
There's a reason why no one's sitting there.
Oh, my gosh. So I know outside food or drink as well, and no pets, obviously.
Correct.
So, and what about parking real quick?
Where we will have parking around town. Okay. We'll have event parking signs placed. Portions of Veterans Park we'll have at the churches around town. Pike's Electric, they have been fabulous at helping us out. You can park. It's on top of the hill at Massey Street. So fabulous. A lot of businesses have just embraced this event. So it's been a lot of fun. Restaurants are thrilled. Mm-hmm. So there's all kinds of fun going on and all kinds of specials. Mm-hmm. So bring your parasol and I'll meet you at the springs.
Should you bring a chair and all those things to set up?
I would. There's going to be all kinds of great places, and we'll prepare you for what time the fireworks will start.
Independence Day celebration, Main Street in Fort Mill, Wednesday, July 3rd, 6 to 9. Caroline Hasey, thank you very much.